Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning.
Roy's got to be feeling good today, and I'm feeling just as good because both of our alma maters.
Yeah,
ended up winning at the end of a game.
Yeah.
Two ends of the game.
I was at the West Virginia-Maryland game yesterday. I had credentials, so I was running around College Park in the rain.
You put your dentures in so nobody would know that you're toothless.
Yeah, I got a lot of interviews. I went around and basically trolled Maryland and West Virginia fans alike, asking them a bunch of trivia questions and stuff. So once I'm done editing it, maybe I'll bring it on here. It's pretty funny stuff.
Do you need a translator to, you know, like basically translate for both of those alumni groups?
One of the groups that I went up with weren't as smart as the other. Yes, absolutely. One of the groups, she... we'll probably have to need subtitles or something
on the site. Me and my family went whitewater rafting in the lowest water you've ever seen in your life. And it's easy when there's a lot of water because you're flying and, you know, it doesn't take 4 hours to go from one spot in a river to another. Mm-hmm. But I have to say this. I made my captain, the guy that was our guide on our boat, I made his year. Because I went in, I got tossed twice.
Did you really?
I got tossed twice.
Oh my God.
Matt's giving us hand signals. I mean,
Matt,
if you were in the NFL, you'd be suspended for 10 games right now because you just looked like you were playing with yourself. I mean,
Remember, this is the theater of the mind. Give him the truth. I was just telling him to move his computer over.
He's a soccer player, so he never played baseball. So
yellow card for interference with your.
And he's also a University of Maryland alum. So
he's not an alum.
Well, where did you go to college?
I didn't go to college.
I went to college. Just in the little place in Florida.
Did you go to WhatsUMatAU? That's where Rocky and Bullwinkle went. They went to something like that. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to...
Where did you go to college?
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Wholesale. It's a recording arts...
That's like the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
No, it's more expensive.
But not nearly as good.
I'm still paying it off.
I'm still putting my group together. You know, I got up at 4:30 this morning to finish up. I was so exhausted when I got home last night. Mm-hmm. I started to watch... There was a good football game on. It was almost the end of the game, and I want to say it was. Oh
Georgia,
yeah, Boston College beat USC.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you, if you are a Southern California, and look, you know we have a close friend that calls into the show from time to time, former quarterback in the NFL. It was a quarterback at USC. Boy, I'll tell you what, I know he was irate. I haven't even seen him on Twitter. He's probably asleep still. Because he probably didn't get to sleep very early, but we got to get him back on the show real soon. It's going to be a good day in the NFL. Roy and I didn't have a very good day last week in our documentation. Not only to you people out there, but to each other. And you've got it all written down, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah, I was 0 for my first four picks. I know that. I pushed and won a total, but that was it. I think I was 1-5 because I lost Chicago, I lost Pittsburgh. By the way, the Pittsburgh Steelers can kiss my behind.
Pittsburgh, if you got them late, they covered because the line ended at -6.
How did they cut? It didn't matter. No. They won by 3.
Oh, you're right.
There is no line coverage for the Steelers.
Yeah, Cleveland, no coverage.
By the way, I didn't release the Steelers because of that, because I said to myself, this is not that good of a team, no matter how skinny Ben Roethlisberger looks. And guess what? The Ravens kick their behinds Thursday night. On a short week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Baltimore looked a lot better in that game.
The Baltimore Ravens usually hand out 150 media credentials. On Thursday night, they handed out 500. So were you there?
Yes, because everybody wanted to talk about Ray Rice. Everybody took pictures, all these people that had Be Nice. They redid the backs of their jerseys. But a lot of people still had Rice jerseys on because, and I'll say this, you know, they just want to show their loyalty to the guy. And that's okay. Listen, when people get in trouble, and you know this from a family perspective, right, mm-hmm. Roy? When people get in trouble, you stand by them even when they're wrong. You know, because you don't just turn your back on them. Their lives aren't over. You know, they have work to do. And that's the – I tried to get Ray Rice on the show today, by the way. I spent the better part of an entire day Friday sending him messages through people I knew and blah, 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 blah. He's got like three Facebook accounts. I put messages in all of them. I did, you know, I went to Twitter. I just went Ray, you know, just direct message me. I want to give you a chance to tell your story to the people in Westchester because that's where he's from. He's from New Rochelle.
Yeah.
And that's where he is right now. He's home because
well, jobless,
and you know where else he is right now? He's in church. I guarantee you because that's where his original church was. And he and his wife, from what I understand, they rededicated themselves to the Lord.
Well,
Matt, I hate to gross you out, but I mean that's what they did, and you know Matt just showed me his IQ. Hey, that was pretty funny. But anyway,
Baltimore Ravens are completely washing themselves.
Well, listen, let's talk. We're going to talk about this at length, and I think what we need to do is we need to go ahead and hit it early. Clark Judge, who has Talk of Fame Network, who we had on last week, who was phenomenal. He and you know he was great with this. He had Tony Dungy on his show this week, and I listened to that interview two or three times. And Dungy is kind of you know Dungy's very religious. He's, he has a lot of faith. He is a very religious guy. He's a Christian. He's been through pure hell. You know, he went through a suicide in his family.
Yeah, son, right?
Yeah, and made it through that. And believe me, when something like that happens to you, you know you need help. And people that get help generally make it, and people that don't generally just get worse. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
And that's why it's important to talk about these things, and that's why I thought it'd be important for Ray to just get on, you know, the air. And Ray, if you're listening to me out there, if you're driving anywhere and listen to AM 1230 WFAS in Westchester, you know, you can reach me 24/7. I'm Bruce Hall. I've sent you messages. I'd love to have you on the show. And you know, and by the way, you know, the one thing this has done is, and I just want to let you know, I watched that tape one time and you know, I couldn't even make it out. I didn't really make it out. I could tell something happened. Evidently, if it wasn't fuzzy, there's a lot of people that can make, you know,
I've seen
video look
30
better.
Times and he knocked her out.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I got a bad one. Maybe the one I got from TMZ wasn't all that good. I don't know. Could have been my computer. But the thing of it is that obviously that's what he did. They were both drunk, I'm sure. I mean, from what I understand, they were both heavily intoxicated. Let me tell you, if alcohol is a problem in your life, then you have an alcohol problem. Okay, there's a lot of people that do a lot of stupid things when they're drinking. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to an NFL football game and hang around in the third quarter. Now, you don't even have to hang around in the third quarter. You can walk through the parking lot and get in as many fights as you want just by looking at people. Do you understand, Roy? Wouldn't you say that's accurate?
You don't even have to really do anything.
If you go to Philadelphia, you can probably get shot, stabbed, or choked to death. If you're by yourself, and I'm not just saying that to kick on Philadelphia people, but even in the movies they make fun of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia people are the worst.
Yeah, they are the worst.
That's a fact.
They're the worst. Boston people aren't real good.
People are terrible too.
I've been to Boston many times, and you know they were so hard on the. I mean, I heard so many F-bombs dropped on them during a series with the Oakland A's back in the late 80s. And let me tell you, Boston had a hell of a team back then. And I was thinking, hey, look, I watched the Orioles because at the time that's the only team I watched. I said, you guys are screaming at a team that's in the World Series. I said, these guys can play. Leave them the hell alone.
They lost, of course.
All right. I take it that this is time for me to check in with our sponsor, the National Association of Realtors, for the first time in generations. The dream of homeownership is being threatened. Seriously, it is. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back on AM 1230. Sports News Talk, WFAS, in a minute.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Now we're back.
Now we're back. Jeez. It's getting a little tough here. So what do you think, Roy? You're concerned. You got your mind in a million different places
right
now.
Well,
that's what happens sometime. I will say this. And by the way, Roy is going to be a daddy the second time. Mm-hmm. Did we ever tell anybody? I don't think we did.
I don't remember.
I saw the bump. I saw your beautiful wife's baby bump. Mm-hmm. And, man, that's... You know, it ain't
it's
Christmas.
Real.
Christmas,
certainly. Real.
I mean, during football season, mm-hmm. Hey, which is even better because then we can have a party right around Christmas.
My first son was 10 days late, and this child's due date is the well, we've gotten like 12 different due dates, but the first due date that a doctor gave us was the 15th. So,
right.
If history repeats itself, Christmas is going to be spent in a delivery room.
Well, it could be Christmas. It could be any time in December because, you know, they're pretty close with all of the dates that they have. But from time to time, you know, 3 weeks early, you know, a lot of times they're ready. Especially in the summer, the women are ready because it's so hot and they get so big. I have a good friend whose daughter, who's also a good friend, is having twins. Down in North Carolina, and I'm telling you that she was like 4 months, and she looked like she was 8 months. These are big. They told her babies were like normal sized babies, which is amazing. She may end up Brooke might end up maybe in bed probably for the last few weeks just because because you almost have to do that. You know, we need to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball. Because something really kind of cool happened last night in San Francisco. Besides them, it wasn't very cool that they lost 17-0. But like I said, well, they won 9-0 the night before, and then they lost 17-0 last night. But the good news is Brett Bochy got in the game, and his dad went out to the mound and handed him the ball, and that doesn't happen very often in the major leagues. I don't know how many times it's ever happened. I mean, I bet it's only happened. You know, two or three times ever.
This is your time.
This is your time, Brett. And
it's actual audio.
I guess maybe Brett. Yeah, that didn't sound like Boach too much.
A little bit.
But this is your time. He must have been Canadian because he's got that twang. The guy. Well, who was it? What was that guy?
He's from Minnesota.
Yeah, is that where he's from?
From Minnesota.
He's from Minnesota.
Breaking news.
I don't know how I got a new phone.
Breaking news.
I got a new phone, but I got to tell you, now you don't know how to do it, and don't screw up my phone.
I bet you there's a switch.
It's not a switch. You got to go to so many things. Matt's going to screw my phone up. Hey, listen, you know, does everybody hate that ESPN or whatever it is? Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
I don't have the app. I use good apps.
Well, you know, that's for, you know, it's kind of cool. I've got Matthew. Did you turn it off?
No.
Oh, good.
There's a magic button on there called mute.
Oh, I don't know how to do
Most
that.
Most people in radio know these.
I don't know.
These little secrets
I'm not
of the
in
trade.
Radio. I'm just the help. That's what Marty says. I'm the talent. You get everything straight. I'm worried about all this. All I hear you doing is
putting phones on mute.
Yeah, exactly. Putting phones on mute. Listen, let's talk a little bit about Roger Goodell. I mean, first of all, why don't you go ahead and say what you got to say? Because when I start talking, you're not going to want to interrupt me.
About Roger Goodell?
Yeah. How do you feel about it? I mean, you know, yeah, exactly. Well, everybody that listens to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, as we call the show, knows how much I hate the guy. I've hated the guy for ever since we started the show. Wouldn't mm-hmm. you agree?
Yeah.
And once I read Spygate, The Untold Story,
yeah.
I really hated the guy. Okay, mm-hmm. and I remember when they had a draft and he gave some big offensive tackle the name that you call the biggest gorilla in the bunch. I forget what they call it. He called the guy that name and got away with it. I just thought it was in poor taste, horrible taste. Mm-hmm. Everything the guy does. I didn't like what he did in New Orleans because he suspended, you know, when they did, what do they call that, Bounty Gate?
Yep.
With Greg Williams and all that crap. And for all we know, everybody does that. I mean, probably some of the teams do it. They just do it a lot more quieter now. Mm-hmm. More quieter. That's really more quietly now. And all I can say is talk about dropping the ball on this. You know, I mean, absolutely, totally dropped the ball because this happened a long time ago.
Right.
Roy, what do you think?
Well, there's two ways to look at this, really. Obviously, what Ray Rice did and to follow it up, you know, Adrian Peterson, they both went.
We'll talk about him later.
Well, they're both.
But that's totally different.
They're both related as far as Roger Goodell's
concerned. But let's just talk about Goodell and the Ray Rice situation.
Well, Goodell, I mean, I think they are related, but that's okay. We can only talk.
Let's argue about that, Roy, then, okay? Mm-hmm. Look, let's talk about one thing at a time. Talk about Goodell and Rice, because let's pretend Adrian Peterson didn't even happen.
Well, if you're Roger Goodell and you're fighting for his job, I don't think that you can. But the thing is,
you're a moron.
The reason why that Roger Goodell, to me, I don't think that he should step down. I don't think he needs to resign or step down or anything like that, because the real thing that the NFL has to worry about is their image. So if this video from TMZ never comes out to the public, nobody really cares, to be honest with you. It was going away. The Ravens did their press conference. That's not to say that this wasn't a terrible thing that happened.
We commented on the press conference when it happened. That was ridiculous.
But Roger Goodell and the NFL, the only reason why they're getting rid of Ray Rice and the only reason why they're cutting him is to save face. It has nothing to do with anything else. Roger Goodell is not a judge. He's not a jury. He's not any of those things. And nothing legal came about Ray Rice or his wife with this going forward. So to ask Roger Goodell to step down, maybe we should ask, you know, the people in New Jersey who let Ray Rice walk and nothing to happen of him or slapped him with probation. Maybe our anger of this video and this situation should be more pointed towards them than Roger Goodell, who did do, I mean, he's suspended for 2 games. Was that enough at the time? Absolutely not. But there wasn't the pushback there is now of the fans. That's the only reason why he is gone permanently. Right. It's because of the fans.
They were charged, both of them were charged with simple assault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess her simple assault was her spitting back at him, because they showed on the film this week 3 times that he spit on her outside the elevator and in the elevator. And the last time he spit in her face, she came at him and pushed him, and that's when he hit her with a left hook. All right, that's fine. I don't care. That, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's a married couple that have problems. They have problems.
Yeah.
They drink too much, and they're getting a little violent.
Yeah.
Okay? Chances are he's a lot better at getting violent since he's a Pro Bowl running back that has a Super Bowl ring, and he's built like a brick poop house.
Okay?
Chances are he's probably a lot better at getting – to be a running back in the NFL, you got to be a little violent because you got to dish out punishment, not just take it, okay?
Sure.
She's probably a little bit more of the tough little girl kind of deal, good looking as hell, but that's a couple with problems. That's what I see. They both got charged with simple assault.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that, in my opinion, is ridiculous because – they shouldn't have the same charge. He hit her pretty damn hard.
She didn't press charges.
Yeah, I know
that. I mean, what are you
going
to do with
that? But they had the film. They had the film. Prosecutors don't have to wait for anybody to press a charge.
Exactly.
It's their job as law enforcement people to do what they think is right. And they didn't do it, and I'm sure I know why, because the Baltimore Ravens and their attorneys and their owner got in touch with them and made sure nobody saw the middle of that tape for a while. That happened. Nobody saw the middle of the tape until you and I and everybody else saw it last week.
Well, that's not true, because
there were some people that saw it.
The AP
Roger
came
Goodell
out and said
saw
that they
it.
Sent it different places.
Somebody at the NFL office saw it, because here's the deal: now that all the truth has come out about that, okay,
right?
And I think Roger Goodell should step down, because this is we're only going to talk about this now, but this is like not the first thing he screwed up. You know, I think Spygate was a joke. He told...
Sure.
You want to talk about Spygate, then we can talk about it? Because in Spygate, he could have stepped down if somebody had known what he did. He told the New England Patriots mm-hmm. to destroy the tape. They didn't even send it to NFL headquarters. They find the Patriots a 32nd pick in the draft,
yep.
and they also find Belichick $500,000 and Robert Kraft $500,000. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question, Roy. You own an NFL team. Mm-hmm. Would you pay $1 million and
of course
lose a 32nd pick to win a Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
How about to win 3 Super Bowls?
Of course.
So they covered that up on purpose mm-hmm. because you want to talk about a bad situation. Fixing a Super Bowl? Are you fixing wins mm-hmm. in a division that's supposed to be fair? Are
that
you
has
kidding me?
Nothing to do with this.
You're out of your freaking mind. It's the same damn guy. That's why I think Roger Goodell should step down.
10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago when they yeah, but I mean, so what?
So I mean, I don't think Roger Goodell.
I think he's been scooting for 10 years. I think the $44 million he got this year is he should just take it and leave.
The bottom line with Roger Goodell is the owners love him because he's making them a ton of cash.
No, he's not making them anything. They're making it. Listen, the reason they like him is because he does whatever they want him to do.
They help.
No. He helps whatever they want to do.
A ton of money.
A group of guys came to him. A group of guys came to him 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
When Jerry Jones and Daniel Snyder did something no one else did. Actually, a couple other people did do it, but not to that effect. Remember who it was? Albert Haynesworth. How good was he for Washington? Not only did they get screwed for $36 million for 2 years on the cap, mm-hmm. they signed a guy and gave him $50 million they'll never see again that didn't play hardly at all. My point is that a group of the guys that run the league, I'll tell you who they are, just so you know, because mm-hmm. evidently you don't. Jerry Richardson, Robert Kraft, Rooney, and Mara. Those are the four guys that run the NFL.
And Jerry Jones.
They hate Jerry Jones because he has won. You know why they don't screw with Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones is president of the rules committee.
Jerry Jones.
He plays a huge role in the NFL.
He also made. Yeah. But if he's so influential, why did he have to give up $36 million over a 2-year period?
With the picks? Yeah. Dan Snyder had to do the same thing. And guess who came out in support of Roger Goodell yesterday? Dan Snyder. They don't hold this grudge over Roger Goodell because money is more important.
With his support.
Look.
Dan Snyder came out late with his support
yesterday.
By himself.
Yeah, yesterday or 2 days ago.
Let me ask you a question. Something happens to somebody that you love, mm-hmm. and they have a big time job.
Sure.
And everybody that's in that corporation gives their support. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, you give your support. What does that say? That says you waited a week to give your support.
He still did it.
He did it because all of them are doing it, but he did it late to let everybody know that he don't like the guy.
I don't think that's
the
case. I don't think that
that's
the
only thing I do know about that.
I don't think the owners have a problem with Roger Goodell. The fans have a problem with Roger Goodell.
Oh, no, you're absolutely true. They don't have a problem with him because they're making a ton of money.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's not making it for him. He is.
He's helping them.
Do you remember when Peter Ubroff was the commissioner of baseball?
The NFL is bigger under Roger Goodell than it's been under anybody else. This is a global game, and it is expanded to a point where these owners.
It's all about greed.
The Buffalo Bills are selling for billions of dollars. That's because Roger Goodell.
It's not because of Roger Goodell. It's because of the NFL. The guy is a bartender. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
That was some good stuff
Roger Goodell is under fire, I guess you could say, this week as people have come out on the heels of this Ray Rice incident. And now the AP incident doesn't exactly help put out the fire. A lot of people are saying that Roger Goodell should resign. He's gone out publicly saying he's not going to do so. It's a hard time for the NFL.
But it keeps getting deeper and deeper in the hole. Mm-hmm. The hole gets deeper because, you know, the first thing they said was, well, law enforcement, we get all of our information from law enforcement because they're the most credible. Yeah, okay, right. Who made the tape? Law enforcement? No, the casino made the tape. Just go pay somebody $1,000 in cash and look at the tape. I mean, that's how you do stuff like that. That's how TMZ did it. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot more than $1,000 they paid. But here's the deal. This has gotten to the point now where somebody from law enforcement in Atlantic City got involved and said, well, wait a minute. We did send the NFL the tape. And not only did we send them the tape, we verified it was sent there, and the woman who answered the phone, and they said woman, and I pray it's a woman, because if it was a guy and they said it was a woman, I can't wait to hear the National Organization for Women's kick on that. But if the woman called and said, oh, I looked at it, it was horrible, I'm going to tell you something that's true in business, okay? And I'm assuming that the NFL offices run like a business, because it is. It's a huge business, $6 billion business. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, look, they're sending you a tape, okay? It's going to be in a FedEx envelope. I need you to open it, and I need you to look at it. And then I need to know what it says. What it looks like. Because, A, she looked at it because she said it was terrible. No one would just open that and look at it on their own. You would lose your job unless somebody above you said, I want you to look at it because if it's bad, we don't want to look at it, because that's what you call a plausible denial. And plausible denial, by the way, is a name of a Mark Lane book. It was one of the most phenomenal books ever written about the Kennedy assassination. And that just goes to show you that here's my pick on that. If you knew that you didn't want to look at it because it was going to incriminate a guy so badly, you got to let him go permanently, and you don't look at it, that's just as bad as looking at it and then not doing anything. Absolutely.
The tape, though.
That's right and wrong. That is black and freaking white, Roy.
If you're the NFL,
I hope you raise your son to know that that is exactly what that is.
That's fine, but that's what? The law. That's the law.
We're not talking about law. We're talking about right and wrong.
We're talking about the law, because if the NFL sees the tape and they say, okay, well, the law enforcement has seen this and Ray is doing his time and we've suspended him. He already came out and he said that it probably wasn't enough. So, I mean, the only reason why Ray...
Who came out and said it probably wasn't enough, right?
Roger Goodell came out and he
said
that
he screwed
up.
He gave him 2 games.
Mm-hmm. Right. But he already knew.
You got to understand, when he gave him 2 games, he knew what that tape showed. It showed a left hook and knocking him. Listen, they knew what it looked like. And I would guarantee they made copies of that tape.
Probably.
And I'll bet you Robert Kraft, and I'll bet you, not Jerry Jones, but I'll bet you John Mara's got a tape of the damn thing.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Well,
I'm just telling you,
if they wanted one, they'd get one. I'm telling you right now, they wanted one. I guarantee you the Ravens have one. I guarantee you Bisciotti's got one. Do you remember when they paraded Jhené Rice up for that early press conference?
Yes.
And she goes, well, I have to admit, I had this coming.
Basically,
that's what she said.
She apologized for her role in it, which is
her role in it was she spit back at him and punched him with those 98-pound little skinny, pretty little arms of hers. This guy is built like a brick poop house. Mm-hmm. He hit her with a textbook left hook on the jaw, and she was out for a couple of minutes.
Yes.
I'm surprised she got up. Because
well,
if you hit somebody
really.
On,
he
you know what they call
her.
Especially
your,
with how worried the NFL is about concussions.
Look,
exactly. Like, they give a damn.
The real reason why
they
he's
don't
gone
give
for the
a
rest
damn.
Of
they
the
give
year.
A damn about paying all the money out to all the guys. You know what they just found out? You know what was just in the paper yesterday? I hate to tangent Tommy, but this is great. 28% of all of the NFL players who play in the league are going to have either Parkinson's. What do you call it? You know what
Alzheimer's.
I'm talking about. Alzheimer's or even Lou Gehrig's disease. 28% of them from all of the trauma to the brain.
Is that based on studies?
They're already getting there. And listen, you know who reported this? NFL alumni. And NFL alumni work hand in hand.
NFL.
Yeah, but they also work hand in hand with the NFL, and they're trying to get the money right. Listen, they better be making a lot of money, because these guys are literally shortening their lives to play a sport because they put a helmet on and run full speed across a field and hit another helmet with their helmet. over and over and over and over again. That's why they got to play football without helmets. Eventually, they got to play football like, hey, you don't see this kind of stuff in rugby. They don't die.
Sure you do.
No, they don't. They don't hit helmet to helmet. If you,
well,
if
don't
I
have helmets.
They never. They wrap people up with their arms like we would in the backyard.
You don't think people get concussions
in rugby? Oh, absolutely they do. But you know what they get concussions from? The ground. Not from a forearm. Not from a head.
You're still getting concussions?
If I run across at you and I hit you with my forehead in your temple, you're probably going to be in a coma for a while. Because I'm just telling you. At least the way I used to run. My point is I would never hit you like that. I would turn my head because I don't want to hurt myself either.
Right, you'd knock yourself out.
And no, I'd turn my head. I'd hit you with my shoulders and wrap you up. In rugby, if you don't wrap somebody up, you know where you go? To the sidelines. You have to wrap somebody up in rugby. You can't hit them like in football and they fly off of you. I got kicked out of 2 rugby matches in the 70s because I hit like a football player. I had to learn how to slide down and just get around the ankles. What I used to do is just run after them, grab your shirt, pull them to me, and front trip them with both feet. Then they landed on their chests, and that hurt too. But my point is, the ball would come out. But my point is that sooner or later, especially kids, high school players, and eventually college, they're going to quit using helmets.
I don't think so.
They have to. They have to. If NFL players are hurting themselves to the tune of 28%.
Not a chance. There's no zero chance.
Well, you know what? Then that tells me the NCAA doesn't give a damn about their well-being or their health.
I think that there is enough technology out these days that they can create.
Oh yeah,
create a helmet that will prevent concussions.
They can't even create a catcher's mask that keeps concussions from a 95 mile an hour fastball being foul tipped.
So technology will continue to advance, and we will continue to move forward.
No, the technology has made catcher's masks worse.
Well, that's baseball. I don't care.
No,
about
but
baseball.
It's professional sports.
I mean, who cares about baseball? Seriously.
I do. You
when
do.
When we're talking about concussion, nobody cares about baseball. The real problem with concussions, Matt, is in football.
Do me a favor. Look up Major League Baseball, MLB concussions, and see how many concussions they've had in Major League Baseball
Is it more than football?
It's about the same amount,
There's
probably.
No way.
Oh, sure
same.
There is.
And
look,
if it is Hector, about the same?
If you're a catcher, it is. Hector Sanchez is out for the rest of the year. Buster Posey was out last year for 25 games.
If it is about the same, then that is a big one-up for the NFL because
it's not a
they
one-up.
Are
the
doing
NFL,
good enough.
The NFL,
people are running into each other all game with their heads like you're talking about, they have as many concussions as baseball, then the NFL are doing good. And the technology of the helmets is working.
So you think this is okay?
I think...
Are you going to let your son play football with
absolutely.
A helmet?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I would never do it.
I played football from when I was 9 years old.
You know what? My son played 1 year of football, and he had 2 concussions in 1 year. You know why? Because he hits like me. I'm probably this way, the way I am now. You know, goofy as hell at age 60, and Tangent Tom, because I've been knocked out.
So your son instead played baseball, right? Did he catch?
No, he caught for a while,
okay.
But he used.
So you weren't worried about your son?
No,
getting
because he used
baseball?
An old fashioned mask. If they go back to the old fashioned mask,
you can
mask,
get a concussion in anything.
You can't get a concussion with an old fashioned mask like you can with those hockey masks.
You can always.
It's about physics. You wouldn't know that because you probably never.
You can
touched.
Get a concussion in any sport.
Sure, you can. You can run your head into the wall and get a concussion.
One of the most dangerous.
You go out
sports?
Drinking with your buddies and run into a wall and get a concussion.
One of the most dangerous sports out there with injuries that ruin your career is cheerleading. Okay,
oh,
you can
without
get
a doubt.
Hurt
without
in
a
anything.
Doubt. I totally agree on that.
All right, so here's...
Have we got a call?
No.
I thought we had a caller. That's going to be great. I'd rather yell at a caller than Roy.
So here's just random...
That's not true.
Sports
I'd rather yell at you.
Compared by injury.
All right, go ahead.
Men's football is 0.37 injuries per 1,000 athletic exposures. Men's baseball is 0.07
How old?
Injuries.
Who did
so
that?
So much less.
I just like
1998 to 2004.
So much,
right.
Much
it's
less.
Only,
much
it's
less.
Almost only catchers. That's why
what's
they changed
one?
The rules.
Hockey?
Women's ice hockey.
Yeah. Well, women are just starting to play ice hockey.
How about women's lacrosse?
No way it's on there.
No, they don't wear helmets.
0.25.
For women's lacrosse?
Yeah.
How much was it?
0.25.
You know, that's pretty high.
It's higher than baseball.
Well, you know, what is men's lacrosse? Because they wear helmets.
Men's 0.25.
0.25.
It's
same.
The same. It sounds like somebody just went to make them all 0.25.
I played. I had more.
Sounds like there wasn't a whole lot of stuff going on. Yeah. What's the worst one?
I had more concussions.
Women's ice hockey.
Is that right? So
I had more
good.
Concussions.
Well, second only to that
think about ice hockey, though. Taking a puck to the head. Traveling over 100 miles an hour.
Second to that is men's spring football, I guess, because they have less skill.
No helmets.
helmets in spring football?
You don't wear helmets in spring football. It's seven-on-seven passing.
No. They do only do for the game. They have a spring game, Roy. Every Division I team has a spring game, the blue against the white.
That's not what this is talking about. This is spring football, not football spring training. This is spring football, which is a sport that we
Where
play.
Where is it a sport?
We played it in
this
high
is
school.
All collegiate.
No. This is,
this is collegiate.
He's talking about NCAA. They're talking about spring.
Bring out the pro stuff.
I think this is the only one that they have.
Well, then go find the pro stuff.
Man, what is this?
I'm crying out loud. What are you doing, man?
It's a good
cross section. What are you doing, man?
A useless list.
Yeah, you're crazy. Hey, let's talk about.
No.
May as well be
right now.
Yes.
Are we getting off at 45?
Yeah.
What's for
the first time? For the first time in
Wikipedia
this is important.
Crap.
Be quiet. I have a sponsor. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy is here. Matt is here. We're having fun today.
Zero
I mean, there's way too much stuff to talk about today, but we got to get to the NFL because it's week two, and we have some comeback in us, don't we, Roy?
Yes.
Be back in a minute.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Yeah, the game was different when Sammy Ball played. There was a bunch of slow white guys running around because they didn't let black people play. Black players. And it's a lot different now. The best athletes in the world play football and basketball. And baseball.
Also,
there
wasn't a whole lot of.
The most do.
Period.
But look. How many NBA players could be football players? How about most of them?
How about one?
No,
LeBron
that's
James
cra-
is probably the only
that
one.
That is absolutely
who would
false.
Have a shot.
John Wall would be a great strong safety. He'd carry another 30 pounds. He wouldn't have to weigh 200 pounds. He could weigh 230.
John Wall would not. No, not a chance. Not a chance in hell. John Wall is six.
You know what? For next week, I'll bring you a list. I'll even have the guys on the show. I'll bring you a list. I'll tell you who could have. Greg Ballard could have. Greg Ballard was a forward with the Washington Bullets when they won the title in 78 or 79. He was a monster from Oregon. You don't think Charles Barkley?
You don't see
Ron Middleton went to Auburn with him. He said Charles would have been a great football player.
You don't see players like that anymore in the NBA. They don't. The game has changed. The true center is dead. So maybe back in the day when the true center
we weren't talking about true centers. We were talking about guys that can play football.
All right, let's go back to what we were talking about
in the
middle.
No, we're done with that. We're going to talk about football. It's my show. We're talking about football.
I wanted to
we're getting into an hour, and we've been talking about Goodell and all this crap. You know what? Roger, just resign so people will stop talking about you. You're a moron.
They're always going to talk about
you're a moron. And by the way, we talked about this earlier. I'm going to leave this on one thing. Spygate. Three Lombardi trophies won by the New England Patriots in the early 2000s. 1, 3, and 4. Three Lombardi trophies. They cheated pretty much the whole time. For all we know, they're still cheating. I mean, there's so much about that was wrong. It's unbelievable. Roger Goodell was involved in the cover-up of that thing. They find the Patriots when they found out what they were doing, and really nobody found out about what really went on until this book came out. And you introduced me to the guy that wrote the book, and that's the best book I've ever written. It had more stuff in it than and it's all documented.
It's a good book.
It's a great book. Spygate, The Untold Story. And if you just Google that, you'll go right. You can order the book for $20 and read it.
SpygateTheBook.com.
Yeah, SpygateTheBook.com. What was his name? The guy
Brian O'Leary.
You got great memory. Like the guy O'Leary's cow in Chicago started the fire in Chicago. But anyway, that's old school. So,
Mister Tangent Tom.
So anyway, here's what they did.
Spygate.
Roy, we were talking.
Book. No, the just Spygate book.
Spygatebook.com.
I want to know what he wants.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll get him on next week. It's just he's kind of tough to get on.
Well, you talk to him again. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call him.
We've had him on twice.
He likes me, I think. So anyway, here we go. I've given him how many plugs we given him for his book? You ought to send us a thousand.
So much that it's part of the Bruce Hall drinking game.
It's in the Bruce Hall drinking game. But listen to what he did. Okay, so they charged him their first round draft pick the next year. Well, they won everything. Mm-hmm. They won the Super Bowl. So that was the 32nd pick in the draft.
Yep.
They fined Belichick $500,000 and yep. the owner, who's worth a lot more money than Bill Belichick, but the owner actually employs Roger Goodell, mm-hmm. only fined him $500,000.
How many other teams?
That's $1 million and a 32nd pick for three Super Bowl
trophies.
How
many other teams in the NFL think do that?
Do what?
Cheat.
I think a lot of them were doing something like that till they saw what happened.
Exactly.
No, I totally agree, but I think that they did it longer and better. And I, and for all I'm, look,
it was a
when Haley went to Kansas City as a head coach, he lasted there a year and a half till he got fired. Mm-hmm. There's documentation of a meeting there where they talked about, well, yeah, we could cheat like we did in New England,
right?
And they went, well, we don't want to do that.
Same with
I'm surprised the Hunt family wouldn't want to cheat because
the Denver coach, he was the OC, he's back, Josh McDaniel.
Oh yeah, Josh McDaniel's their mm-hmm. offensive coordinator, right? Yeah, and Josh McDaniel's a great – don't you remember when his dad came to the sidelines on his last game and just stood there like his bodyguard? There was some stuff going on. I'm telling you. This is really nasty stuff, and Goodell was in the middle of it.
Yeah, but –
all right, so let's talk NFL now. We got it, Roy. Roy, look, we're getting ready to have – I'm getting ready to have my guy on at 11, mm-hmm. Mike Wallace. We're gonna do at least a segment, maybe two, of baseball. Because there's some great stuff. Yeah,
they're
baseball. Get over it. All of a sudden, you don't like baseball?
I'm just kidding.
I know. Thank you.
I'm a bigger Nationals fan right now.
Well, your kid, you need to tell, you need to teach your kid how to play baseball for sure, because that's a great game.
He'll never play
it's
baseball.
A great game.
He'll play lacrosse.
Oh, that's so.
Because it's a better
that
game.
That is so weird. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he'll meet a lot richer people probably.
He already has three lacrosse sticks.
Whatever.
And he's 3 years old.
Well, that's good. Maybe you'll make him hate it by the time he's 7 or 8.
Maybe.
All right, let's go on. We're gonna start with the first game I have. I'm sitting
here. Detroit, Carolina.
Yeah, okay. Let me just peek at this. Carolina's -2.5 over Detroit.
The over under here is 43.
They eked out a win last week. It was a tough game. I want to say it was against Tampa. And Lovie lost 20-16. That was a terrible game. What I saw from both of those teams is two decent defenses and not a lot of offense. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Detroit Lions. Now, this is a different Detroit team. This is a Detroit team with a head coach that's confident, that's had success in the NFL, and it's a head coach that I think does the best job of running an offense. You know, he came from Baltimore, right? He took the head job there. And that Baltimore's got, Kubiak, mm-hmm. doing their offense. You know, they go from that guy to Kubiak. But, I said take the points for 3 stars. I backed off. Absolutely, I want that.
You're going Detroit?
Yeah, I'm taking Detroit for 4 stars.
Me too.
For sure. Are you really?
I already
all right, so
down.
That's one of your 6. Uh-huh. Is that what you're saying? Okay, yeah. Put those down. Let's see the next game.
Also, one real quick.
Sure.
About
the way, the over-under is 43, and Detroit's defense is good enough that this could. I have this final being 27-21.
Cam Newton looks like he will have no limitations Sunday.
Yeah, he's
fine. He's coming back from that rib injury, which he did not play in Week 1, so he's going to have a little bit of a learning curve. Not much, but he's been limited in practice and obviously preseason, and he obviously didn't play in Week 1. So Cam Newton back this week, but the Detroit Lions defense is a lot better than advertised. So we're over to the next game.
2-2-3-0-3-6-9. It's a 443 number. I'm trying to figure out who that is. I'm going to have to call him back. Hey, Miami at Buffalo, I'm passing on the game. These two teams are pretty much identical. They're both struggling. They're both trying to get better. And honestly, I couldn't tell you which one has – the only good news for Miami is they have no Sean Moreno, who had a great week last week. My son won't let me forget. I told him not to pick him in his fantasy draft. And every day I see Davis, he goes, hey, no Sean Moreno. Remember him? Yeah. Thanks, Davis.
Buffalo's favored by one
I got him as a pick right now in Vegas, which doesn't matter. I'm not taking either one of them. You're going to need to win by 2 or 3 points no matter who you take.
The over-under here is 42.5.
Yeah, I have it at 43. I'm passing on the game. It's just E.J. Manuel, I'm not convinced he's the guy. I really don't think he is. I don't. I like Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota more than I like him. Let's go to the next game. I'm not taking that. You're not taking that game. No. It's, there's too many good games.
Next game, Washington Redskins -6 against Jacksonville.
I was on Jacksonville all week. I got off of them. I just think that if the – I think Washington's got to win this game. Mm-hmm. Plus, Jacksonville, Cecil Shorts is not playing. They got a defensive back that's not playing. They got a tight end who is a really good receiver that's not playing. I'm going to leave them alone. They had to travel. You know, and Washington lost last week and didn't look good losing. So they have to win.
The over-under here is 42.5, and that's my play. I think it's an under, 42.5.
You're
game.
Taking the under?
Uh-huh.
I'm tempted to take the over just because you're taking the under, but
Jacksonville
I'm not.
Has a very good defense.
Write that down.
The problem with Jacksonville is that their offense sucks.
Well,
and Chad Henne turns the ball over. They don't have a true one receiver. They have a bunch of rookies.
They're
going to
get
playing.
Better.
This is going to be a 14-10 type of game.
Well, I hope you're right. Well, I hope you're not right. I hope it's like Washington 31-10. Let's take the next game.
Next up is Tennessee Titans -3.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. Over-under here is 49.5.
They're at home. I'm taking Tennessee, and I'm also
– I got Tennessee, too.
Let me see. If you want to hedge, take the total. Because the only thing Dallas is going to be able to do in this game is maybe move the football. I think Tennessee wins this game. My final score, I've got 34-24 Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Jake Locker is quietly becoming a good NFL quarterback. Let's take the next game. Are you taking either of those?
I have Tennessee -3.5.
So do I. Yep, That's unbelievable.
So the next game is Arizona Cardinals at the New York Giants. They are a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under here is 42.5.
The only reason I'm not taking Arizona in this game is they have some injuries. It's a short week for them, and they're traveling east, which is it's like them playing at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm passing on the game. But I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona wins.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. With News Talk 1230, Sports News Talk 1230, WFAS.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. I got Mike Wallace on the line, one of my favorite baseball people in the world. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited. I got all fired up talking about that bum Roger Goodell earlier, and Roy and I were going at it pretty good, and we went at it so much, we ain't finished our football yet. What I'm going to do, I think, next time I have you call, Michael, is I'm going to make you give me your favorite pick against the line in the NFL, and we're going to document you. Because during the NFL season, man, it's crazy with football. You know, everybody calls, wants to know what you're thinking and all that. But let's talk baseball since I got the best baseball guy around on the line. Mike has a show on Masson Sports, MASN, on Saturday mornings. Michael, that's from 10 to 12, right, normally?
It is. Unless the Orioles or the Nats are playing an early game, then it's a shorter show. But it's normally 10 to 12 every Saturday morning.
Yeah, and you're with Phil Wood, and I tell you, you guys make a good team. I never heard Phil Wood be that quiet ever as he is when you're on the show. But I know why. He just likes to hear what you're saying because he's learning something, and so am I. By the way, I love the fact, you know, you were talking yesterday on the show about Boach. About how his son's playing for him now. Well, guess what? He gave him the ball last night. I think Brett threw an inning or a little bit more than that. Gave up 2 earned runs, walked in a run, but they lost 17-0 anyway. So, you know, I said to Boach of Texas this morning, I said, I'd rather lose 17-0, get it out of there than 1-0.
You know, that's one you just put behind you.
Yeah, it's only counts as one loss, not two anyway.
That's right. You don't get bonus points for scoring extra runs. It's one win, one loss.
Now, the great thing about this week is we're getting dangerously close to the end of the season, and teams are playing themselves out of everything. I mean, if you look at the National League East, you know, the Mets have been done for a while. You know, they're having some good games here and there. They're working on their roster probably for next year. David Wright is out for the rest of the year. He had shoulder surgery. I think he had it this week. If he hasn't had it, he's going to have it tomorrow or the next day. They need him to come back strong, or they need to find another place for him to play, in my opinion. He probably costs them a lot of money. The Nationals have played pretty well down the stretch. What are they, 8 games out right now, Mike, or out in front?
No, they're actually 10 games in the loss column. It's 9.5 games. They're up 9.5 games, but it's 10 in the loss column. So, you know, it's basically they're up 10 with 15 to play.
Yeah, they're about a 99% chance of winning this thing, and that's going to be good for them. The thing that I like about the Nats, I think you'll agree with me, you know, they have a lot of good players. I mean, nobody is outstanding, although I think Rendon is one of those guys that really stands out.
Rendon's a special player, there's no doubt about it. I told Keith Hernandez, a former teammate of mine, when the Mets were in Washington the last time, I said, Rendon is the real deal. And even though this is his first full, complete season, he plays like he's a 10-year vet.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? They say when he was at Rice, you know, he broke his foot once, I guess, when he was at Rice, and then his rookie year or his Triple-A year, I guess.
Which were the same.
Yeah, it was the same foot, right?
Well, it was, you know, he had a shoulder issue at Rice, which limited him to DH his last year, his junior year. And then his first game in the minor leagues at Potomac, he broke his ankle.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know, he really, like I said, this last year was, or this year is his first full major league season, and last year was his first full professional season. So you're talking about a guy that 3 years ago was playing at Rice University.
You know, he his senior year or his junior year, I can't remember if it was his junior or senior year, because I can't remember if he signed after his junior year. I think he did.
He came out after his junior year.
He had 84 walks, something like 84 walks, and he only punched out like 28 times. His on-base average was well over 500. I mean, the guy was a monster hitter.
Yeah, and he's an exceptional major league player, too. And I think that, but he's so quiet and unassuming that people don't realize how important he is to the Nationals lineup. But you're absolutely right, Brutes. They don't have anybody at the top of the list, and, you know, as far as home runs or RBIs. But they've got a bunch of guys that have 20 home runs and have 70 to 85 RBIs. So they're pretty strong up and down through the order. But, you know, they don't have any monsters. They don't have a Giancarlo Stanton on their team. You know, somebody's going to hit 35, 40 home runs, at least not this year. But they've got a lot of guys that can take you out of the ballpark.
You know, it's kind of nice to see Atlanta faltering and wilting at the end, because you know what? When John Schierholz was the GM, I know he's still got a position with him, but Frank Wren, I think, is their GM now. They just, you know, Atlanta, the one thing they've never done down there is they're talking about building another ballpark. I mean, Turner Field, to me, I guess I'm just getting old, but seems like after the Olympics, it's still pretty new. But I don't understand why they're building a new ballpark, except maybe they think they can build it a little smaller and fill it up more. I don't see it happening. I guess they're going to build it in Gwinnett County or up there near, you know, where they have all the amateur baseball in Cobb County, possibly. I don't think it's going to be downtown. And I think that might hurt them, because I think they get a lot of people that just take the subway to the buses and come there. But I'm glad to see Atlanta out of it. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee are hanging in there. You know, L.A. and San Francisco, there's only 2 games between them right now, so anything can happen there. I told Boach, I said, you don't want to be the wild card. You don't want to play one game just to find out whether you're playing another game or not. To me, that playing game is a joke. I don't get it, but I do get it because you can't have people sitting around for a week waiting to play.
Well, the other thing that it does, you've got four teams that wouldn't be in the playoffs that are in the playoffs, so you've got you're generating some postseason baseball excitement in those towns. And I think that's one of the things that Selig will be remembered for in a good light is he's the guy that started the tiered playoffs. And now they've got three tiers, and I guess if you're in the playoff game, you would add a game to it.
Hey, let me ask you. I know you know what's going on because of the nature of Mass and how close we are to Baltimore. What do you think about this thing with Chris Davis? I mean, how stupid do you have to be to not just apply for being able to take that medication? If you did it 2 years in a row, even if you didn't use it, wouldn't you apply to be able to take it again?
Well, that's why I said that you've got to have almost a personal physician that's working full time on what you do take, what you don't take, that you're filing. I didn't know all the process that you file all the proper papers with the league, that if you have to need to get an extension on it, that your guy does it. They make enough money to do that these days, to keep a guy on retainer to make sure that I'm in strict adherence with the league's drug policy.
Yeah, it almost have to need to be a psychiatrist, because a psychiatrist, the one thing psychiatrists do, and this is why people have therapists and psychiatrists, and I know this because, well, I know this, is psychiatrists are the only ones that can write you a prescription. The psychologist just is the one that does all the work. Hey, Mike, can you hang on for this next segment, and we'll go through the games today and talk
sure.
about a couple of more teams. We'll be back in a minute with Mike Wallace of Nats Talk. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Roy and I'll be back with Matt and Mike Wallace in a minute.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're going to have all the NFL picks the last half hour of the show. So everybody that's listening, we're talking baseball now. We got Mike Wallace on the line from Nats Talk, a Masson Sports show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon. Michael, I'm going to go over these games today, but real quick before I get going, the Baltimore Orioles, no matter what has happened to them this year, they lose Manny Machado. Now they've lost Chris Davis for 25 games. They kind of bounced around their pitching staff a little bit all year, yet the American League least, which it really isn't. I mean, it's not besides Boston this year, and they won a World Series last year. Everybody was pretty competitive in the East. Why is Baltimore so good? They're a lot like the Nats team, aren't they? They just have a lot of guys that know how to play where they are.
Well, they hit the ball out of the ballpark.
At that little ballpark.
Right. And, if you play in a small ballpark, you have to hit the ball out of the ballpark because the other guys are. I think Dave Wallace has done a great job with that pitching staff.
No relation, right?
No, but he's a former teammate. He and I both came up through the Phillies system in the late 60s, early 70s. So I played on several different teams, played with Dave in Philadelphia, as a matter of fact. But he knows what he's doing, and he's put together a pretty good pitching staff. The back end of the bullpen has been amazingly good. And the starters, that's turning out to be a pretty, decent starting staff they've got there. And they just hammer the ball. And you forgot that Matt Wieters went down earlier.
Oh, that's right. He was having an all-star year.
And I thought that was that they were really in trouble when Wieters down. And it's like it was like a minor bump in the road. That's one thing that Buck Showalter does very well. You just move on, and you you put other guys in that position and hope that they can do a professional job at the major league level and not keep you from winning the American League East.
You know, that's
it hasn't happened. Machado goes down. It's like you said, Machado goes down. And now Davis, and even though Davis is hitting .200, he's got some productive RBI home run numbers. So they will miss him.
Yeah, he's got like Dave Kingman numbers. Dave Kingman at times would hit .200, .210. He'd have 40 home runs and 115 RBIs.
Yes, Kingman was a low average, high offensive production guy.
Yeah, and it's all about scoring runs anyway. I shoot stuff out from time to time about time to time about run production average. You know, the Giants are having a very similar year to Baltimore. They've had a lot of injuries and a lot of guys out. And right now, I tell you, they didn't get two innings out of Huddy last night out of Timmy Hudson. I'm worried Timmy's shoulder's bothering him. I mean, he looked like he was just couldn't do anything with his fastball. You know?
Well, a lot of these guys, you know, I bet you Hudson's, you know, certainly past 150 innings, and his MO, and Washington actually did this to him twice last year. You got to get Hudson early. If Hudson gets into the fourth, fifth, and, you know, that fastball starts running and the breaking ball is, you know, going to the other side of the plate, you got real problems with Hudson, and he knows how to win.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, the Dodgers just went after him, or, you know, that they know that too. If I know it, the Dodgers know it. So, you know, they may have just gone out to get Hudson, you know, as early as they can. And if he, you know, had mediocre stuff at the beginning of the game, he doesn't get out of the second. But it could be, like you said, he could be, you know, having, because Hudson has had some arm issues in the past, and, you know, he might be, you know, starting to get stiffness in his shoulder or his elbow.
Yeah, and he might also be favoring that ankle he broke last year, too, because you can tell, you know, he's not really hitting like he usually does, because I don't think he wants to run the bases.
Well, that's a, you know, the injury he suffered last year was probably one that he'll wear for a long time. In fact, he might always have, you know, a certain amount of pain in that as long as he lives. But that was a hideous injury, and the fact that he's come back and pitched as well as he has this year for Boch is pretty impressive. But I've always been a Hudson fan. When he was in Atlanta, I always knew this guy knows how to win.
Yeah, he does a great.
He's like the Jack Morris of the new millennium.
Absolutely, and he seemed to always get into the seventh inning. Like, no matter when he pitched, I mean, he was always into the seventh. Very rarely did he give up four or five runs and have to leave early. Hey, Mike, what's that?
Record.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question. What kind of chance do we have of having a Baltimore-Washington Parkway World Series, do you think, this year?
It's very possible. That's one that having the L.A. series, I'd say the odds are, you know, about the same, that you'll have a Beltway series or a Route 5 series in California. I think the odds are probably the same.
It should be great. Hey, you want to go over and make some picks with me right now?
Sure.
And let's do this. Tampa Bay is at Toronto. You got Burley, who's running out of gas.
I don't like that game.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Archer's in that game, too, and it's two teams that are out of it. You know what they're trying to
do.
They're just padding stats right now. Cleveland is at Detroit.
See, this is a game I like, and here's why. Yep. I like teams that have to win playing against teams that really don't care, especially if the really don't care guys are on the road. I like this game. I'm betting on Verlander.
You know what? He needs a win, because if he loses, he's straight up 13-13, and he might be looking at a 5 ERA. That's not a great stat for a guy making $25 to $30 million a year. Although I do like his girlfriend. She's kind of pretty.
Hey, That money's guaranteed. Doesn't matter what his record is.
That's exactly right. Boston's at Kansas City. I've always liked Vargas. He has a great changeup. I think that's Casey Kelly pitching for Boston, the kid that was drafted. It was supposed to go to the University of Tennessee years ago. He ended up getting drafted in the first round.
You sure that's not Joe Kelly?
It might be Joe Kelly. Where is Casey Kelly now? I know Boston drafted him. They might have traded Casey Kelly. He had Tommy John surgery like last year. I was hoping it's him. I think Vargas wins this. What do you think?
Nah, I'm not touching this one either.
No, I hear you. Because Boston would like nothing better than to beat teams that are in it right now. Minnesota's at the White Sox. I don't even know these guys. No, Noesi and May?
Nope,
I got to pass. You going to pass on that, Mike?
Yep.
All right, I got Houston. This kid Kuchel is pretty good. They're at the Angels, though. You got Santiago, who is, he's struggled off and on, but, I mean, he's a lefty, and it's Houston. I'm going to pass on the game.
Well, that I am, too, but that I'm not betting on a team that is hot as the Angels are.
Yeah, they are. It's amazing what they've done to Oakland. I mean, they did that in a matter of 3 weeks.
Well, Oakland may not even get in the playoffs.
Right now, Mike.
Seattle may pass them. They're playing a huge game out there between Seattle and Oakland today.
Yeah, they got three top-of-the-line, ones or two type pitchers, but they let their big gun with most of their power go. And look what they did. I mean, sometimes it's a chemistry thing, I'm going to pass.
The manager said they were a good team until July 30th.
Hey, are you going to take your boy, the Tick? I call him the Tick. Chris Young?
No.
Are you going to take
That game, Lester could throw a pearl. Chris Young's pitching well. That's such a huge game that I'm not going to touch that one. It's a pretty even game, so I don't like it.
All right, you got the Yankees at Baltimore. Shoot,
I will take Tillman over Kuroda.
You know what? He's been pitching great. He's 22-9. The team is when he starts a game. And he's got a 2.81 ERA in his last three starts. You got our boy Zimmerman throwing against Nice with the Mets.
Yeah, I'm taking Zimmerman there.
Yeah, he pitches well on the road anyway. Kid's a Division III pitcher out of college. It's really pretty much almost the ace of the Washington Nationals. He's 20-9, the team is when he pitches. Against this opponent, 2.89 ERA, 2-0 this year. I agree. I'm taking Washington. I know Roy's taking Washington. He loves Zimmerman. Chicago Cubs are at Pittsburgh. Volquez has pitched unbelievably well lately.
Yes. That's another one that you got a team that doesn't care, and Jacob Turner has been getting lit up, in his last few starts. And Volquez is pitching well, and the Pirates have to win at home.
They're just barely out of it right now. I mean, there's three or four teams in the National League that could be that second wild card team, or even that first wild card team. Miami's at Philly. Your Phillies have played really well down the stretch.
They're the team nobody wants to play right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at this game. I like Philly in this game. I mean, it's Buchanan, but who cares? It's Sunday, and you know who's starting to hit the ball a little bit is your boy Ryan Howard. I mean, he's looked good.
They're trying to move him desperately.
Yeah, well, they owe him so much money.
They'll have to pay a lot of his salary, but
they still want him out.
That he has a lot of home runs and RBIs, which makes him, his market better at the end of the season.
Got Cincinnati at Milwaukee. Milwaukee in a must-win. Garza's on the mound, but Mike Leake's always tough.
I don't like that. I like Leake a little bit, and Garza has just struggled.
Yeah, he has. He has this year. Lyles is Colorado's at St. Louis. Gonzalez, he hadn't pitched well lately. Went out last week, I think, gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. I'm going to pass on this game.
Yeah, I am too.
Here's the game. Kershaw and Petit.
You look at Kershaw and you go, that's an easy one. I bet, I'm betting on Kershaw. But if you look at what Petit's done since they put him in the rotation, and I go back to when before they put him in the rotation, he pitched like 12 innings of perfect ball.
Well, he broke a record. Yeah, he broke a National League record.
So that's not – I'm sort of almost, you know, don't want to touch it now.
Yeah, you know
– after looking at, you know, what Petit has done – since he started, and, you know, the Giants are at home.
No, I agree. Next game, I could care less, San Diego and Arizona. You got one interleague game, and Atlanta is just playing themselves out of it. Miners look better lately, and I would say Atlanta's probably on the road here. They probably should beat Texas because Texas has absolutely nothing to play for.
The problem is you don't know if Atlanta's going to score anything. They are really in a slump with the stick.
Yeah.
Texas has beat them two in a row, like 2-1 and 3-2, because the Braves just aren't hitting.
No, I totally agree.
I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't bet on that game.
Hey, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in. Mike Wallace of Nats Talk. Masson Sports, Saturday morning, 10 to noon. Michael, I tell you what, it's just getting better and better, isn't it? Are you going to a football game today, or are you going to just stay home and watch it on TV?
No, I'm gonna work both games.
Are you?
I'll be channel flipping.
No, I tell you what, it doesn't get better, in my opinion, than September and October for sports.
Well, the next 2 weeks, the next 15 games is going to be, you know, a lot just exciting baseball for a lot of teams. Yeah, there's some teams that have already packed their stuff and started planning for 2015, but there are a lot of teams that are still in it. And, you know, even, you know, the teams like Washington, that are they going to win the East? Yeah, they're going to win the East, but it's just a matter of when. And personally, I think they're going to wrap it up on this road trip. Everybody would love to see them wrap it up at home, but I think they're going to do it on the road.
Yeah, I got you, Mike. Mike, I look forward to having you on again soon, buddy. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, Bruce. We'll
see you. Mike Wallace, Masson Sports. We'll be back in a minute with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to brucehallsports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Getting back into our NFL picks, we've already given you a few winners on the day.
Winners, we hope.
Bruce and I both like Detroit plus 2.5 over Carolina.
Yes, we do.
We both like Tennessee minus 3.5 over the Cowboys. And I gave you the under 42.5 of the Washington Jacksonville.
Yes, you did.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
And neither one of us picked Arizona the Giants, did we?
No.
Yeah, I know.
I was tempted, but it's on the road.
The Cards are the way to go in that game because, honest to God, I don't think Eli or anybody on that offense for New York has a clue what's going to happen. And Arizona has a great coach, you know, very much like Coughlin, but he has a good offense. And Carson Palmer is not 100%, but he's starting. Mm-hmm. New England and Minnesota, next game here.
Minnesota is the home team. The over-under here is 48.5. New England is favored by 5.5 points.
Well, Minnesota's tough tight end is out for the week. Also, their World League pseudo Hall of Fame running back Adrian Peterson has just got out of jail yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. I liked Minnesota early in this. I don't like them at all. You know what I like? I like New England. I'm taking New England for 3 stars in this game because I think that Matt Cassel is quarterback for Minnesota. He's the starting quarterback until Teddy Bridgewater steps in. But I think he's going to have all kinds of problems with Bill Belichick. They have one playmaker on that. That's Cordarrelle Patterson from Tennessee.
Yep.
Second-year player. Great run. He ran the ball like 3 times for 100 yards last week and 2 touchdowns. But, you know, Bill Belichick, he knows how to take one guy away. He's going to take him away. Take New England here. How often do you see Tom Brady throw for like a 60 quarterback rating? It was horrible.
It wasn't very good.
Do you like this game?
I don't at all.
I'm gonna make.
I think Minnesota could very well.
I'm only
this game.
Picking 6 games, so I'm not gonna take this game.
Well, you already did. You said it for three stars.
No, yeah, well, yeah, but that's with the national handicappers.
So you're taking it back.
I'm not taking it in our play.
You're taking it back.
I'm just taking it back in our play.
Deleted.
In our play. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I deleted it.
Taking the next one, though. New Orleans minus 6.5 over Cleveland. I don't think so. Cleveland lost their tight end. Cleveland lost their running back they got from Texas. What's his name? The guy that's so phenomenal, Ben Tate.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. He's out. He's out for a while. Their tight end is also out. He's a weapon for them. I don't see Cleveland scoring many. Rob Ryan's defense got embarrassed last week, and they lost in Atlanta. I'm taking New Orleans by a bunch. I got the score of this game 35-14. How about you?
I'm not playing it.
You're not playing them over Cleveland? Okay, I'm taking them, though. That's a five-star play.
New Orleans needs the win. They lost last week. They got upset by Atlanta on the road. Now they head to another, a much better defense in Cleveland on the road.
You're not that good.
I don't know. I think this could be closer than a lot of people
think. I think you're probably
right. I
still
think the Saints win, but I think it could be a field goal kind of
game. I think until we prove to our people out there that we know what we're talking about this year, we're just gonna have to flip a coin.
I mean, how does New Orleans, they go on the road, sure, but they're in a dome. New Orleans loses in a dome. That doesn't happen.
I just,
now you're going outside.
I just think that show they did, Hard Knocks, just got them so ready. It was unbelievable. Did you notice how PG rated that was? That was a great.
They were going
bowling. Was like a show you could show your little kids. Let's go to the next game.
The next game, we have the Cincinnati Bengals at home. They are 5.5-point favorites over the Atlanta Falcons. The over-under here is 49.
I got off of this game. I liked Cincinnati for a while. I'm taking the over here. It's 49. I'm taking the over, and you can write that down. I'm gonna have that not only in the National Handicappers Bowl. By the way, that's NHBowl, NHBOWL.com. NHBOWL.com. You probably won't see my name on there this week because I had a pretty bad week last week.
Yeah, we both did.
But by the end of the year, I'll be in the top five on that. Normally, I am.
We both had a terrible week because four of our picks were the same.
Pittsburgh let somebody backdoor them. They were up 27-3 minus
Cleveland.
7. I was counting that.
Cleveland backdoored Pitt.
Cleveland.
New Orleans lost to Atlanta. Chicago lost to Buffalo, and New England lost to Miami.
Yeah, and Miami, no Sean Moreno. Boy, what a great week he had. Let's go to the next game, though. You're not taking it.
No.
Okay. What's the next game?
The next game here is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're at home and 5.5-point favorites over the St. Louis Rams with the over-under here 37.5.
You know what? The Rams pretty much sucked last week against the Vikings, who beat them by – they opened up a can of whoop-ass on them. And the Bucs lost a tough one against the Panther defense that refused to lose. This is going to be the most boring game. I almost took the under, even though it's 37.5, because I don't see any offense on either team.
I have the St. Louis defense in my fantasy league.
You're a lucky boy.
I am pumped.
You are pumped because
Tampa Bay is awful.
They are terrible. I'm going to pass on this game. It's going to take Lovie Smith a couple years to get them right.
You know, I agree.
I'm passing on the game. I got the final score, Tampa Bay 23, St. Louis 10. I think Tampa covers.
You think Tampa wins?
I think they win, and I think they cover, yeah.
I think it goes the other way around.
I think that'll be interesting.
I think this is a 13-10 snooze, take a nap.
I'm already taking a nap on it. That's one game. If it comes on Red Zone, I'm turning it.
This is a 4 o'clock game, so make sure you get all of your house cleaning needs done during this snoozer of a game.
All right, here we go, Matt. Are you high? No, man. Matt, you need to take a drug test. I want next game.
Nobody
Matt.
Wants to stray cast game. That game.
I mean, the hand. You give us hand signals. I was giving you the hand signal.
Nobody wants that game.
Hey, this is a game. This is a game
San
right
Diego
here.
San Diego Chargers is that they are at home. They are also the dog. Seattle is a -6 favorite over San Diego. The over under here is 44.
This is going to be a good game, and I would say this game is going to be a lot closer than people think. Seattle could win by 7, but it's not going to be a 14-20 point Seattle win. San Diego has a really good running back in Matthews. Phillip Rivers is a future Hall of Famer. Russell Wilson is great. It's just going to be a great game
it's
to watch.
Game.
I got Seattle winning 24-21, but it's tight. It's a tough game. I'm passing on the game.
I'm with you. I'm definitely passing.
Next game? Oh, that worked out nicely, Matt.
The next game next game here, Houston goes on the road. They are 3-point favorites over the Oakland Raiders.
Talking about an ugly game.
The over-under here is 40.
This is ugly,
it's
too.
Terrible game.
I got the Houston Texans going to 2-0, beating the Raiders in Oakland on a beautiful Texas day. I got final score 27-20, but I'm passing on the game. It's too ugly to even think about.
I have the under in this.
Oh, my God, 40 points?
I'm playing the under for 40 points. I don't think 40. Houston or Oakland really get in the end zone. I think this is like a 9-3 type of game. These teams suck really
bad. Yeah, they're
bad.
Pretty bad. Yeah, but
terrible games.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has 4 turnovers today.
He looked good against the Redskins, though.
Well, yep, that's Bakari.
But everybody looks good against the Redskins.
Right. I could throw for 300 on Bakari Rambo.
Let's go to the next game. So you're taking the under. Is that one you're taking against me, too?
I am, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Next game, Green Bay Packers are at home hosting the New York Jets.
I love this game.
8-point favorites. The over-under here is 46.
I love this game, and I'll tell you what I love. Let me think about this for a second.
No, you don't love it anymore.
The Jets are playing pretty well. Now, they get a couple of guys back on defense. Geno looked pretty good. He threw a pretty lousy pick. But it was Oakland. I mean, everybody looks good against Oakland. So, you really can't go by that first one. Green Bay got beat up by Seattle, right? I got Green Bay winning this one by at least 10 points. I think they're going to score over 30. I got them winning 31-21. I'm taking Green Bay.
Is that official?
I'm taking Green Bay. No, I'm not. I'm taking the over. Over 46, I'm taking. That's my play.
Over 46 in the Green Bay Jets and New York Jets game. I am not touching this game because I believe in Geno.
You know what? Well, I believe in Geno, too. He's going to score 21 points on a Green Bay defense that really isn't that good.
I think he has a good shot.
I like Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's going to come back strong this game. Next game, Matt.
I like Geno. I like CJ2K. I think the Jets pull it off. I think they pull off the upset.
I hope they do because I picked them for the playoffs. Denver.
Yes, the Denver Broncos are home hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 12.5-point favorites here. The over-under is 50.5.
That was actually down to 11.5 this morning. Went back to 12. Now it's at 12.5. That's because Bruce Hall probably sent this out to a few people he shouldn't have sent it out to. I got Denver. This is my Randy Moss special. Listen, if
Randy,
yeah, you got it, Randy, and you just remember who gave you this. Remember how good Kansas City was last year, and we loved them, and they won 9 in a row, and they paid off my totals bets in Vegas for futures before December, right? They're just as bad this year. I'm taking Denver for 5 stars minus 12.5. This game is going to be like 48-24. I'm also taking the over in this game, because I think Kansas City will score some points. Denver's defense is good, but not great. Peyton is going to probably throw 5 touchdown passes. I don't think Eric Berry has a chance today in the secondary.
I have them as well. I also have Denver minus 12.5 over Kansas City as one of my picks. I only picked 4 games via the spread. 2 of them were over-unders, but this is one of our plays.
Now, one thing I want to remind you of, in the National Handicappers Bowl, I'm on straight plays and totals. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking the total with me and you. I'm just taking Denver.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted you to know.
This is your 6th pick with us, though.
That's exactly right.
You and I.
Yep. All right. Got time for one more?
We'll be back. We still have 2 more games to pick. And we'll get those in the next time. And I still have to give my homie.
Absolutely. Yeah, you haven't given your homie yet. For the first time in generations, homie, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, and I'm a realtor, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
A couple inactives today thus far. Jordan Cameron is out
for
the Cleveland Browns. Carson Palmer shows up on the injury list that the Arizona Cardinals sent out, as well as
16 minutes ago.
Three different linebackers.
Thanks for watching out for us, somebody. My boy Jess Root told me this morning at about 6 a.m. we were going to have Jess on because the Giants are playing the Cardinals. Told me, not a problem. Palmer looked about 100% yesterday in practice, or the day before in practice. Evidently, he must have They must have decided just to keep him out. That's not good news for Arizona because
he's officially out. Three linebackers also show up on it. Their punter shows up on it. Darren Fells, a backup tight end, and
For those of you out there that don't know this, Drew Stanton was the quarterback at Michigan when Tom Brady got there. Drew Stanton started ahead of Tom Brady for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then Tom Brady basically became the starting quarterback his junior year and actually went back for his senior year and finished. And that was when he had a great year. And what round did he get drafted in? The sixth. Because he had an ugly body. Evidently, the richest woman in the world doesn't think his body's so ugly because mm-hmm. she married him. But I think she married him because he's a nice guy.
Oprah?
No, you know, Giselle, my bell. Steve White, you know, it's funny. Everybody's weighing on domestic violence. We got one more game, dude. Let's get that done.
We got two more games.
Yeah, let me find it again. Here
also,
we go.
I'm going to keep you guys updated on the Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall.
Isn't Jeffrey out and Marshall's in?
They're still listed as officially probable, but I will keep you updated as we head down.
Yeah, I mean, until 12 o'clock at least. And that's
right. The next 12 minutes, I will be on that.
Listen, a lot of times, people, that when you've got two receivers like that, if you lose one, it really is a disadvantage because, you know, that you're in trouble because they're going to double and triple team the other guy if the other guy doesn't play. Let's talk about this next game.
Sure. The next game is the San Francisco 49ers. They are 7-point favorites at home against the Chicago Bears, who we just talked about. Possibly no Brandon Marshall, possibly no Alshon Jeffrey. The over-under here is 48.
You know, that was really an ugly showing by the Bears last week, not only on offense, but on defense. You know, Forte got me some yardage in my fantasy. In my fantasy team, but, you know, they really didn't do anything. The Niners have, what, three or four starters out on both sides of the ball, yet they looked pretty good last week, and they're going to look even better at home. This is the first home game, regular season home game in their new stadium in San Francisco. The Bills last week had 193 rushing yards. The Buffalo Bills against the Bears defense. You don't think Frank Gore and those guys are going to have 150, 200 yards? They're going to control the ball. Mm-hmm. Kaepernick's going to run wild. And I would say our boy Vernon Davis is probably going to have a good game too. He looked pretty good last week too. I got San Francisco winning this game. They're a play of mine, so put them down. Do I have all six of mine?
Yeah, you're done. Unless you want to substitute.
I do want to sub San Francisco for somebody. Tell me who I have right now.
We'll go over all the plays.
All right, that's fine. But I'm taking San Francisco in the National Handicappers Bowl, and I'm taking the over because Chicago's defense is horrible. If they're going to be anywhere near San Francisco today, they're going to have to score at least 28 to 31 points. I have San Francisco winning this game 45-28. Evidently, the weather's pretty good out there. So it is their new stadium. Mm-hmm. So I see this happening. I'm excited. Next game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Everything you said, I'll double that up. Then the Monday night matchup is the Indianapolis Colts hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. The Colts are 3-point favorites at home. The over-under here is 54.
You know, I'm taking Indy. I wasn't going to give it out over the show today, mm-hmm. but I know I'm going to play him for 3 stars tomorrow because they need the game. And I think at home they're going to play a little better against Philadelphia. And I think Andrew Luck is a little, you know, he's a couple of floors better than Nick Foles. I mean, he is.
A little bit.
And I think that's the difference in the game. I think Indianapolis' defense is better than Philadelphia's. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be it's going to be one of those games where they're going to go up and down the field. But I think Indy plays better defense. I think it's going to be like a 34-24 game. And I'm going to probably take the over here tomorrow night. This is a great look. When you watch a Monday night game, teasing the team you like with the over is a good way to play it. At least it adds something to it. Or you can maybe do it in the future. I'm excited. That's going to be a good Monday night game. You know? Oh, my God.
This is a blowout. The Indianapolis Colts destroy the Philadelphia Eagles.
I love that.
This is an Eagles team who gave up 17 points to the Jacksonville Jaguars last week in the first half, And the only reason why the Eagles won that game is because Jacksonville's offense is so bad that they tired out their decent defense in the second half and ran all over them. That is not going to happen today.
This is a blowout.
Andrew Luck is going to just destroy the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, and you know who my quarterback is on my fantasy league team?
Hopefully it's Andrew Luck. Because he will have about five touchdowns.
Straight guy, Tommy. Andrew Luck is my quarterback on my fantasy team.
And he's
team.
Going to be the favorite guy of your week because he's going to put up, he's going to have, I'm saying he's thrown for 350, 375 yards and four touchdowns. And the Eagles, I mean, they're going to blow the Eagles out. This is going to be like
I think you're right.
This isn't even close, man.
Nah, you know what? I tell you what, they put it on Denver last year early in the season.
The Eagles are so one-dimensional.
Didn't Denver go to the Super Bowl? They put it on Denver last year. Of course, they were making Peyton go to like 18 press conferences every hour. Here are my picks for the National Handicappers Bowl. For those of you that are just tuning in, Tennessee -3.5 over Dallas for 3 stars. Denver -12 over Kansas City for 5 stars. New Orleans -6 over Cleveland for 5 stars. I got New England in a small play for 3 stars, -6 over many. Minnesota is not going to be a happy place to be today. Houston -3 over Oakland. Oakland is terrible. Houston is just a little better than okay for 3 stars. I got your boys, Indy, over Philly for 4 stars. And I got San Francisco over Chicago for 4 stars. That's a total of 27 stars. I can't play any more than that in the straight plays in the National Handicappers Bowl. You can go to NHBowl.com. You don't have to look and see what I like. You can go to NHBowl.com and call anybody you want in the country and see who they like. That most of those other guys are flipping coins, but I don't do that. I actually work a little bit before I go. I don't have my totals on here. I got to get to work on that before we get up, you know, before we go leave to go do what we do on Sunday, which is lay down on the couch,
do
snooze.
Nothing. And
I tape everything because there's no way on God's green earth I'm not falling
asleep.
What
I do on Sunday is I refresh Yahoo Fantasy Football 50,000 times.
Can I tell my story about
crash their
can
app?
Can I tell my story about my rafting?
Sure.
Well,
let me get my plays out. My plays are
go ahead.
Detroit +2.5 over Carolina.
No, I've got them too.
Mm-hmm. I like Tennessee.
Did I take them against you?
Yep. I like Tennessee as well, -3.5 over the Cowboys. I also have Denver -12.5 over Kansas City. I have the under in the Oakland-Houston game. I have the under in the Washington-Jacksonville game. And then my play of the week is the Indianapolis Colts just completely raping Philadelphia by 3.
I hate that when that happens. Hey, here's who I want to put down for you on my plays. You got my plays there, right?
Yeah, you have
Now, this is me and you.
You have Detroit +2.5, Tennessee -3.5.
Yeah.
New Orleans over Cleveland. -6.5. You have the over in Cincinnati, Atlanta.
You know what? Take that out.
All right, and that's where you want to put San Francisco.
Yeah, absolutely. Over Chicago. That's a lock. That's got to be a lock. It's a lock. Denver's a lock. Denver's going to beat up Kansas City. It's going to be ugly.
So one more time, our plays. You have Detroit +2.5, Tennessee -3.5 over Dallas, yeah. New Orleans -6.5 over Cleveland, San Francisco -7 over Chicago. You have the over in the Green Bay Jets game, and your play of the week is Denver -12.5.
Take that over out. I'm going straight to Indy, brother.
You're stealing my play.
No,
of the week.
I've got them right here
after,
for 4 stars.
So let me get this straight.
I'm not playing
after
any
I
totals.
You,
no. I'm not doing any totals. Look.
Mm-hmm. So after I gave you all my plays, then you want to go in and you want to amend two of yours.
It's got nothing to do with that. Yeah, I got to amend them.
We need to do our picks before the show so that you can't see how great my picks are and then amend them.
Then you need to get here before 5 minutes before the show.
I did all my picks. I did all my picks before.
I was still putting the show together, Roy.
Well,
I was trying to.
I was trying
desperately to get a couple more people on. I really was trying to get Ray Rice. And, you know, I'm hoping I get Ray Rice. I'm going to have to call the studio and see if anybody up there knows Ray
Nobody's
Rice.
Nobody's going to get Ray Rice.
Oh, I'm going to get Ray Rice.
No, he has a PR team surrounding him that won't let him talk to anybody.
Well, do you really think he needs a PR team now?
Absolutely, because he...
I mean, isn't that like taking the
now
cart after the horse?
He needs a PR team now more than ever because he's going to get back in the league.
Yeah, remember, Michael Vick
who's going to pick him up? Let's figure this out now. We got minutes, right? How
they
long
already
we got?
Asked Goodell... If he was going to come back
to the
league.
You don't understand. Goodell isn't going to be there long. We're not worried about Goodell.
Look, Ray Rice will be back into the league, okay? Look, he made a mistake, but That doesn't change who he is as a person. He's still a good guy.
I can't figure out
who He has done a lot for the Baltimore City.
Sometimes I just don't know.
He's done a lot for the Ravens. He's still a top running back in the league. I mean, exactly. Michael Vick went to jail for 3 years and got a job. Ray Rice isn't going to jail. He's not going anywhere.
You're right.
I'm thinking Ray Rice is going to look in black and silver.
I mean, Josh Gordon is...
How about the guy that
He's been suspended 3 times for drug abuse, and he still has a team.
Well, they just announced... By the way, we need to report that. The NFL Players Association...
Nothing's gone through yet. But it looks like it is going to go through.
Yeah, they're
going
to be able to get high like the NBA.
It looks like
they're raising the amount of THC you can have in your blood system before you fail the test. So I guess they'll sit around and just share their joints with their kids so they don't smoke as much.
It also looks like Wes Welker and Josh Gordon are both going to be reinstated.
Was I wrong to say that? I think it's all stupid. I think you shouldn't do drugs if you're playing...
Unless you live in Colorado,
drug.
Well, was a good
how did that
Matt.
Line totally kill the show?
Matt. Hey, I'd like to thank Mike Wallace from Masson Sports. He's an MLB insider, former Major League pitcher from Vienna, Virginia. Mike, thanks for coming on the show today. Next week, I'm sure we'll have somebody like Clark Judge, because I'm going to let, you know, I just want to argue with somebody besides Roy. And please, next week, please call us, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. We'll see you next week, people.